Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Where's he going to go? Where's he going to go? Is he going to be a Raider? Is he going to be a Jet? Is he going to be a Green Bay Packer yet again? Good for Christian Watson, if that's the case. Look, this is not something we haven't already danced around. And I know some people are going to say, well, we're talking about this again. We only have a short window of time to talk about quarterback movement before each quarterback finds their home, gets traded. Resigns, comes back to the same team they're playing for last year. It's a very, very critical amount of time and window of opportunity to evaluate these impacted players by the quarterback movement. And I've got a poll, and I'm going to drop that link right now. I want you guys to start voting ASAP. While the intro goes, here's the link to the poll. Will Aaron Rodgers vote here? Vote now. Will A-Rod stay or go? I'm going to pin the link right now. That is the poll. We're going to see the live votes as they happen. I'm going to go ahead and vote Raiders. I'm going to vote right now. I want to vote Raiders. Let's see what the poll ends up being. Okay, let me drop this down, expand this up. Here we go. Raiders. These are the results of the poll. There we go. Live. Keep the votes coming in. Keep the votes coming in. They'll trickle in throughout the entire show. The Fantasy Football Show begins now. Appreciate who was first in the building. Double A, Raphael, James, Kenny. Appreciate you all. The Fantasy Football Show begins now.
Live from the FantasyFootballShow.com studios. It's the Fantasy Football Show. Live! Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern.
What is up, good buddies? That Aaron Rodgers poll will tabulate the entire live stream. So let's get a feel for what everybody's thinking. Will Aaron Rodgers return to Green Bay? Will he be in New York? Will he be in Las Vegas? Will he be in another location? So far, no other votes. We have 6 Raider votes. We have 4 Packer votes and 2 Jet votes so far. So the Raiders are leading the vote getting as of this very, very moment. So keep on voting. That poll is pinned in the live chat. And you can vote now if you want. 642 is the current vote. So drop a vote now. And we'll keep checking it throughout the entire live stream. Also, we'll open up the phone lines. I want to briefly, before we open up the phone lines, I want to talk about some of the news relevant to Aaron Rodgers right now. So the most recent big news was when Devontae Adams tweeted out mine, the one word, mine, period, when a Las Vegas informational company said, hey, which neighborhood is Aaron Rodgers moving to? And Devontae Adams responded, mine. Now, that doesn't mean a whole lot other than there's no bad blood, like some people suggest. The vote count, 7 votes for the Raiders, Packers, 4, Jets, 3, other 0 votes so far. Let me expand this a little bit so you guys can read a little bit better. Let's do that. Let's do it live. We'll put Aaron Rodgers down here. And then we'll make that a little bit bigger. There we go. 7 votes, 4 votes, 3 votes, no other votes so far. This was a critical piece of information, though, because it means that he's welcome there, you know, and it would be one thing if Adam said something like, I don't want to play with A-Rod anymore, or I don't care who my quarterback is, that'd be different, right? Because then you'd have Aaron Rodgers going, well, maybe I don't want to go there. Maybe I don't feel welcome there. But when his boy is lobbying for him, and he knows how well they play together, and maybe he likes the Las Vegas landing spot, this is going to be more on the front of his mind, and he's going to be maybe potentially willing to hear a deal out. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think he wants to return to Green Bay at this moment. Could that change if Green Bay pulled out all the stops and started saying, who do you want to bring in? We're going to make you, you thought you were involved last year. We're going to let you make some big decisions. We're not bringing in Randall Cobbs. We're going and making a trade for a wide receiver potentially. But he also has rapport with Christian Watson and has a pretty good receiving crew. Better than anybody thought it would look like coming out of the season when we're, you know, looking back at like August and September projections. You know, Christian Watson, this wide receiver room looks a lot better than it did. So far, 8 votes, 5 votes, 3 votes, 1 vote for other. I'm curious to know who voted other and where that location is. I'd love to know what you're thinking. Washington, New Orleans. I want to know who voted other. What location do you think he's going to? Okay, so that was the one piece of news. Then this right here is kind of a nothing, like a tweet that Adams just posted about, I'd say like a half hour ago, maybe 40 minutes ago. He said, house shopping is fun. So he's just trying to like draw up a lot of trolling comments and get the trolls coming out of the woodwork. But it still is news because he's lobbying for Aaron Rodgers. You know, he's having fun with it. He's trolling for sure, but he wants A-Rod in Las Vegas, and why wouldn't he? Who else is going to throw to him? This is his best option. He, as a wide receiver in the National Football League, knowing Carr isn't returning, whether he wants Carr to return or not, as a wide receiver, Aaron Rodgers is by far the best option for him. Lamar would be next. I feel like the Titans are the dark horse. That's a pretty decent prediction if you're going to go dark horse, because, I mean, quite honestly, you know, there's always ties to his land that he owns in Tennessee. Everybody always talks about his raw land that he has in Tennessee. But I don't think they have the weapons, you know. And with, I mean, if it's just 1 year, maybe he believes Henry will be electric for one more year. And there's always, like I said, a 10%, 20% chance maybe that Henry could ball out for a majority of the year, maybe misses some time, but plays pretty much the majority of the year. It'd be like a 10 to 15% chance. Not a big chance for me, but it's possible. That's why I'm avoiding him. Same thing with Eckler. Is that Eckler's an avoid for me at the age of 28 walking into the season, but does that mean that he's a 0% chance of playing a full year as an electric monster of a running back? No, it's probably a 10 to 15% chance in my mind that Eckler and Derrick Henry could do it again. And so I think Aaron Rodgers might think differently about it than we do. So maybe he looks at Tennessee and says, I love Derrick Henry. Burks looks like a promising wide receiver. I could get behind that. There's lots of reasons to think that he might view this differently than we do. So it's a possibility. So far, Raiders, 8. Packers, 6. Jets, 3. Other 2. And so far, we've got 19 votes. The vote is pinned in the live chat if you want to be a part of the voting process. We got 50 people in here right now. Please hit that thumb up button on your way in the door. Adams needs attention. I mean, I see that. Yeah, definitely. Smitty, I think this is the best running back class ever. Bro, this
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Class is amazing. Why do you think you got 4 Moon Men sitting here? And we haven't even talked about like McIntosh and a couple other rookies that I like a lot. McIntosh is a good rookie.
The Moon Men dropping loads in outer space.
This is a good rookie class, bro. Look at 4 of the Moon Men.
Space monsters.
4 of the Moon Men and 1 Mars Man.
He's on a shuttle to Mars.
Mars Men.
And
the tripod, also likened to pyramids in ancient Egypt, are constructed using Burrow or Hertz, Chase or a JB, Hall or Walker.
And we're going to also use Bijan in this. I'll have to redo the audio, but definitely feel like it's bigger than three players now. It's bigger than three players. Maybe we need to do the tripod one, tripod two, tripod three. Or we just say, look, the tripod is morphed into something more than what we thought it would be. And it is Joe Burrow, Hertz. It's A.J. Brown and Chase. And you know what? I'm not saying that A.J. Brown's even going to stay on this. It could be Devontae Smith for all we know come August that we're pumping, because this guy, A.J. Brown, is going to go so high. So it wouldn't shock me if A.J. Brown was like off this list, you know, and it ended up being, hey, let's just consider this, you know, Jamar Chase and these two quarterbacks and then this like rotation here of monsters right here. We've got we got Walker. Let me see if I can move Walker over. Walker's kind of hidden there. Walker, I'm sorry, buddy boy. Let's see. Walker, Hall, and then Bijan right here. I mean, that's kind of the way the tripod feels. A.J. Brown is going to go in a place where I think he's warranted. Whereas Jamar Chase, I just think Jamar Chase, even if you're taking him at like 5 or 6 overall, he could still win you a league. And I'm not saying A.J. Brown can't, but A.J. Brown's got knee issues and all that. So I don't know that A.J. Brown's going to be on the tripod anymore. I don't think the tripod has to contain Hurts and A.J. Brown. It could be Hurts and Jamar Chase. It's essentially the cousin of the pancake stack.
The stack above all stacks.
That can be...
It's time to drop the pancake emojis in the live chat.
Hold on a second. I got to take Bijan off this.
The tripod, also likened to pyramids in ancient Egypt, are constructed using Burrow or Hertz, Chase or a JB, Hall or Walker.
Anyway, voting is coming in. Guys, cast your vote. 51 of you in here. Punch that thumb up button. We've got only 20 thumbs up. Come on. Those are rookie numbers. Pump those rookie numbers up. We got 55-ish people in here. And we got 20 thumbs up. Really? The voting so far, 23 votes. Link to the voting is in the live chat. We've got 11 votes for the Raiders, 7 votes for the Packers, 3 votes for the Jets, and 2 other votes for Aaron Rodgers and his landing spot in 2023. How about T-Law and ETN? Well, I think you could definitely argue that, Cali Loco. Definitely. Smitty is the best running back class. Roger loves the running back class. So let's see if Roger is going to call in. Roger, the phone line's going to open up. Over.
Call into the show. Call into the show.
I don't think I opened the phone line yet. I'm sorry. We'll keep this screen up here. Phone line's opening. Jump in.
Call into the show. Call into the show.
Yeah, X Factor, we'll be doing some mock drafts soon, don't worry. I don't know if we're going to mock draft a lot. Like, I think we mock draft more than anybody. I really do believe we do. Not just because we mock draft more days than anybody. We mock draft more mock drafts in one sitting than everybody. You know, we do like 4, 5, 6, 7 mock drafts in one sitting, and then we mock draft like every other night, and that's way more than anybody else. We may back off the number of days we mock draft and just do like mock draft marathon days, you know, like a certain couple days of the week. I just don't like doing it every single time, you know, like when August we'll do it like hardcore every night, but we're not going to do mock drafting in March, April, May, June, every single night. We'll do mock draft marathon nights. Okay. Cause I get tired of mock drafting over and over. Not to mention all we're doing is ruining the Moon Men value.
The Moon Men dropping loads in
everybody,
outer space.
Everybody forcing these guys into like the first and second round. It's like, so I don't know. I'm not saying we're not going to mock draft. I'm just saying we're not going to mock draft every single offseason night, evening, in March, April, May. When we get to July, August, September, we'll probably ramp it up to like almost every other night we'll be mock drafting. But I'm just not going to do it in February. I want to talk news. I want to talk player movement. I want to talk fantasy questions. I want to do the fantasy games like which player do you want, left or right? I want to do all these games and things that we have now that we can have fun with rather than just get on here and just do mindless mock drafting in March, April, May, June, July. What's up, Cali Loco? You're live on the Fantasy Football Show, buddy boy.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good, bro.
I was kind of feeling, as a Raider fan, I hope it's the Raiders. I voted that way. But the other day when you're doing your Super Bowl drafts, I kind of feel in Miami. You know, he's still a single guy. Like, where else would you like to be? Miami's pretty cool. He's sitting on the beach, thinking his thoughts in the off season, and not a bad spot throwing to those two superstar receivers. If Miami Mike could pull the trigger, and tax-free, you know, state tax-free, you know, it's not bad either.
I love the idea. I love the concept, bro. Nobody wants Miami more than I do. I can tell you that right now. Nobody wants Miami. So if we go back over to the Aaron Rodgers board, so this isn't something that isn't being kicked around. I mean, look at the Brady and A-Rod board that we got here. Rodgers has been sitting in that number one spot the entire time, or that number two spot. Lamar's in the number one spot, but Aaron Rodgers is right there. The reason I think Lamar makes more sense there to be better is because he's going to be playing longer. So it just makes sense to get him solidified in there. Whereas Aaron Rodgers and Adams, let's say A-Rod wants to play two more years. That's probably about when we start worrying about Adams anyway, right? How old's Davante Adams? He's, let's see here. Davante Adams is, I believe, is he 30 years old right now? I think he is 30 years old right now. So he turns 31 in December. 32 is the end of the line where you start guaranteeing numbers for somebody. Even if it's Devon.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Davante Adams, even if it's whoever. So I kind of want Aaron Rodgers timed right with Davante Adams to where we walk away from both of them at that high, high level. And I know you don't want to hear that because Adams is on your Raider team here. But 30 years old, he'll turn 31 during the season. That means he'll turn 32 during the next season. And you turn 32, that's like your 27 for an RB, you know, playing elite football, yeah. Top five wide receiver type of football, top seven, even at 32 years old. Now he turns 32 at the tail end of the next season. He turns 31 at the tail end of this current season coming up. So he'll be good for the two more, but I would not bank on him being 32, turning 33 at the end of the third season from now. I wouldn't bank on him being the top five, top six, top seven wide receiver. I just wouldn't. Injuries start to kick in, even if he can play that at that level. But 33, that's a tall order. So give me A-Rod here, but we've had A-Rod at the number two spot. So you're not wrong, and it's what we've been hoping for, you know, as a whole, that the Miami Dolphins, the number one landing spot for wide receiver for a quarterback because of the wide receivers mixed with the offense, mixed with the coach. It's the trifecta. It's Miami Mike, aggressive, amazing coach, amazing system. You've got the fact that they got the best wide receivers, and you could say the best wide receiver crew in the National Football League. You really could. You could really say Tyreek and Waddle are not by far, but they're the number one or number two wide receiver duo in the entire league. And then on top of that, you have just, I think, a system that's conducive. It's perfect for a guy like Aaron Rodgers who wants to throw the ball. Like, it's just going to be great. He could have a good run support. They'll bring in a rookie, you know, running back, maybe re-sign Mostert or whatever. They'll be good at running back. But whatever running back's there for Miami in that Miami Dolphin uniform is going to be a great fantasy football option.
Yeah, I like Miami next year, you know, no matter who's there. I mean, unless it's like Jimmy G or something like that. I don't want to see that in Miami. I hope it's not that. But I also like that little mini stack, you know, because you're so popular. Burrow and then Jay Hurts, you know, might be hard to get with a little T-Law and ETN, and then maybe get a receiver, a nice receiver package. You might have like a mini tripod.
Maybe we'll do a poor man's tripod.
Poor man's tripod.
Poor man's tripod.
With this inflation nowadays, you got to have a backup.
Got to have it. You got to have it. Poor man's tripod. So I'd say it'd be maybe Fields or Trevor Lawrence. The wide receiver, the running back could be ETN or Charbonnet, Sean Tucker, like one of those guys. And then the wide receiver could be who? Who would be the poor man's version? Wide receiver.
One of these.
Olave?
Maybe a Watson or if A-Rod ends up staying, like a second-year receiver on your move man list.
Garrett Wilson, Olave, Christian Watson. Yeah, I like it. Maybe the poor man's version. I like it.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Then, with your Fields, maybe it's Herbert. If they get rid of a running back and then they'll draft another one. You know, you go Fields and Herbert together with the value receiver.
Yeah.
Poor man's tripod.
Vote, guys, on the poll. It's in the live chat. Vote. Link pinned in live chat. Let me put this right here. I want everybody to vote on this.
I also like on your earlier broadcast, Jacobs to Miami. That would be nice too.
Jacobs to Miami. Yeah, that could be, but I don't know that I don't know that they make a big quarterback move if they do that though, because that's a big chunk of change, bro. A-Rod's going to cost.
That's just to keep Tua. You know, I hope they don't do that, but yeah. If they keep Tua, then they might take a stab at it. You know,
Hike and Deep says he wants a Trump sip of my drink. All right, we'll do it. We'll do it live. You ever seen Trump take a sip of water, bro? It's unbelievable.
Double hand. That was classic. That was a classic.
He goes like this. Yeah. For everybody that doesn't know, he goes like this. Did I do that in front of the camera? So I guess. So careful. You know how you take a drink of something and you inhale it and you're like, you're like, how did I mess that up? I just swallowed it. I just inhaled the drink. I don't think Trump, that might be why he does it. It's like a defense, you know, defensive drink, you know, a defensive sip. You can't really inhale it this way. He goes, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to inhale that.
You take your time sometimes, you know.
It's good. It's a good move.
You get older, maybe you're more patient.
It's a good move.
All right, 78. Great show as always.
You have to take little sips. It's fantastic. All right. appreciate you, Callie. Later, pal.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Small sips, big energy. All right, dial in.
Call into the show. Call into the show.
I was told smaller sips, big energy. What's up, Smitty? Hope everyone is blessed. We are, pal. We're here talking football. Couldn't be better. Things couldn't be better, broski. Buccaneers, Saints have no cap space. Either did the Green Bay Packers when they signed Aaron Rodgers to 140-ish $100-ish million guaranteed deal, pal. I got news for you. Cap doesn't matter. Cap doesn't matter at the end of the day. At the end of the day, Packers were over the cap when they signed Aaron Rodgers to that deal. Rodgers to the Raiders. Vote. We got 13 votes for Aaron Rodgers to the Raiders. 8 for the Packers. 5 for the Jets. 4 for other. And I imagine other is Miami and Tennessee and Washington. Probably a mixed bag for everybody. Fallback 15 and punt go Eagles, says Jack. Jack, how you holding up on the... You were tearing it up at the end of the year, and it was a shame that the fantasy season ended the way that it did. I have no problem admitting it was kind of a messed up finish. It just was. It's not insensitive to say that. It is what it is. There are a lot of people who put their heart and soul into this thing, and a lot of cash and a lot of whatever, a lot of drive, a lot of time. There's nothing wrong saying that. It ended in shambles. It ended in a horrible way that I hope never ends up going that route again. It's not just a game. Oh, fantasy's nothing. When people said that, it drove me nuts. When they're like, oh, you can't talk about fantasy's nothing. It's meaningless right now. It's not meaningless. You can still do two things at once. You can still care very much about somebody's health and situation and still love your fantasy football. Just ended horribly. Mike, what's up?
What's up, Smitty? I see that the Raiders are the number one team people think Rodgers is going to. If you were the GM of the Raiders, what would your game plan be with the quarterback? Would you draft one, or would you go for a guy like a veteran?
If I'm sorry, I was reading this guy's spam chat. We had to block him. He's like, you can't come in here and say, hey, I'm doing a promotion. Then you get blocked. So congratulations. All right, go ahead. Say it again, bro.
Oh, I was just asking, if you were the GM of the Raiders, I think they're in an interesting position. Would you maybe trade up or draft a quarterback, or would you go after an established veteran? Because they got the 7th pick.
Yeah. If I'm the Raiders, I 1,000% go after Aaron Rodgers. And then I 1,000% go after Lamar Jackson. And if that doesn't work, you're screwed. You're screwed. You have a 30-year-old wide receiver in Davante Adams who just turned 30. He's going to turn 31 at the end of the year during the season, at the tail end of the season. There's no, the window's closing. You have 1 to 2 years to win a Super Bowl. If you do not win a Super Bowl, and I'm not saying they necessarily win one, but with Aaron Rodgers, and let's say they keep that number 7 pick, and the Raiders acquire A-Rod using future draft picks or whatever, your window of time to win a Super Bowl, if this is your team, I don't know if it's your team, but is a 2-year window of time. If you don't win a Super Bowl, a Raider fan I'm speaking to at least, you're done. There's no Super Bowl chances after 2 years. So what are you going to do? You have no options. You go all in. You pay way over whatever you need to pay. If you had to give up the 7 overall, I mean, technically speaking, let's say you draft Bijan Robinson, I don't even think they draft Bijan Robinson at 7. I don't think they're even going to do that, especially if they don't have a quarterback in place. So, like, I could see them trading. If you trade that pick for A-Rod and you get something else back, and you could spend that on a Sean Tucker or a Charbonnet later in round 2. Because, I mean, when you think about it, Bijan at 7 or Charbonnet or Tucker in round 2, but you get Aaron Rodgers, you're better off going the Aaron Rodgers route. Spare no expense. Obviously, try and keep the 7 pick, but spare no expense because you have no other options unless it's Lamar.
I think that's a good call with Lamar, man. That's a sneaky team because there were some ties in the draft that Lamar did back in the day going to the Patriots. They had a lot of meetings with them.
Yeah. And I think that let me just go back to this real quick. Let me go back to the scene real quick. I want to bring this up here and bring this up here. Actually, no. One second, bro.
So far, the vote, the votes are Raiders 14, Packers 9. Gosh, this thing, my mouse is, my trackpad's like running out of batteries and it's like going nuts. Jets 6, other 6, others now tied with the Jets. The link is in the live chat.
So here's the other, here's the other thing. If you talk about the Lamar to the Raiders, okay? Lamar to the Raiders is a good option long term. It's also a good option short term, and it also justifies the 7 overall pick a little better. Because if you're trading a 7 overall for a 1 to 2 year rental essentially on Aaron Rodgers, and it could be 1 year. You're not getting anything out of that future-wise. So it is smarter to trade for Lamar Jackson using that 7 pick, sign into a long-term deal, and at least you can then say what I said about the Raiders, it's over, the Super Bowl opportunity's gone. You could almost argue that another big move or two and I could get back on board saying the Raiders have another shot. You can't say that about Aaron Rodgers because Rodgers is gone in 1 to 2 years and you're done. So even if Adams kind of tails off after 2 years, at least Lamar and you build around it, that's something, you know, that's something that makes you capable of being a top 10 overall team for the future. I think Aaron Rodgers, here's the catch though, the catch 22. Would you rather have more long-term value in Lamar or would you rather win a Super Bowl in 2023? Because if Aaron Rodgers is on the Raiders with Davante Adams and they somehow draft a Charbonnet Tucker or they get lucky and they can keep the 7 pick and they take Bijan or they do something amazing with the pick, the Raiders are a top 5, top 6 team in the NFL and they maybe win a Super Bowl. So do you want a better chance of winning a Super Bowl or do you want longevity and not maybe win a Super Bowl? It's tough.
Honestly, I think that the Lamar option is the better option for them. I kind of do.
Later, Jack.
But that's just my opinion. It doesn't mean anything.
Jack's out of here. Jack, see you later, pal. Carr with Carolina. Probability. Yeah, I mean, I can see that. Carr. The Colts, I believe, said that they're out on Carr. So, but I do very much think Carr is starting somewhere. Absolutely, 100%. He's the third best option. It's Aaron Rodgers. It's Lamar or Lamar Aaron Rodgers. Again, kind of a catch 22 with Lamar over A-Rod or A-Rod over Lamar. You take A-Rod over Lamar in a deal, like if you trade for A-Rod instead of trading for Lamar, if Lamar is even available, which I think anybody's available at the right price, especially if there's a, you know, grievance and a upset player involved, and I think Lamar's at that stage. Maybe he's not. Maybe they rectify it. Maybe they repair it. Maybe they're going to bring in wide receivers. Maybe he's satisfied all of a sudden. I don't know. Maybe he wants to stay where he is, just location-wise. All those things matter. But catch 22 on both sides. You can win now easier with A-Rod. You're only going to get 1 to 2 years, and you're going to get way more run out of Lamar. It's just a matter of will you win a Super Bowl with Lamar? And you could. Like, Adams, Lamar, I think you have to get rid of that 7 pick, though. I don't think the Raiders have a shot at keeping the 7 pick if they trade for Lamar.
Yeah, that's interesting. There was a rumor I read a couple weeks ago that the Raiders were looking to make, quote, major shakeups to their roster, whatever that means, yeah. Not including Derek Carr.
Hold on. I'm going to go put on this Grindhouse shirt. Take over the show for me real quick, bro.
Okay. I think that Smitty's right about the Lamar to the Raiders angle. I never really thought of that. I think that's a really possible outcome because I think that Josh McDaniels knows that this is his last chance of being a head coach, and I think that he needs to do something not only to win. He needs to keep his job in place for a little bit. And
bro,
a tough division.
Bro, you did a fantastic job. Fantastic job. Thank you for co-hosting.
No problem.
Grindhouse, get your Grindhouse apparel. I'm excited to announce that I'm pretty sure we're pretty confident that Grindhouse is back for another year. So we'll be giving away a whole bunch of apparel. I've got apparel for days over here. I also got the
the bands in. I got these bands. I got free weights all over the studio, but I got the bands in because I'm pretty sure that these are going to be, these are going to get me motivated to do a little working out, bro. I'm pretty sure, like, this one right here is fantastic. Do the curl, then go out, do the curl. Oh, that's good. That's good. All right, what's the vote at? Guys, vote in
The live chat is a pinned link. Raiders got 14 votes. Packers got 10.
What else you got, bro? What else you got, Mike? Hit me with something.
Well, I just drafted a team, and I was done at where Allen Robinson just went. Done.
You got a team? What?
A 16th round.
What about it?
Allen Robinson, I just did a way too early draft, obviously, just for fun. It's like a $3. Went in the 16th round.
Hey, Rob?
I know it was horrible. I know it was horrible this year, but, like, you know, I think the Rams offense bounces back next year a little bit. Like, no.
Yeah. I guess that's not bad. I don't mind that. Allen Robinson, like, near the end of the draft, sure. Sure. Yeah. I mean, he could also do nothing. How old is A-Rob?
Yeah. He's 31, I think, now.
Yeah. That's tough, bro. That's tough.
Let me give you, guys, don't forget to vote.
We stopped dead in our tracks at 14 for...
Oh, he's 29.
Is he 29? When's he turn 30?
Ooh, I just exited out of it.
That's right. Don't worry about it, man. Devontae Adams.
I think he's turning 30 before the season.
Devontae
and Hunter disappear with Lamar. We do have to talk about that. I don't think they disappear, but... Can we expect Adams to be even remotely close to being a top 1-5 wide receiver with Lamar, or is it like 7-10? I mean, Lamar's not exactly proven to feed a wide receiver elite numbers. We have really nothing. We know what he did with... Here's the thing, bro. Name an elite wide receiver that's played with Lamar. There is none. There's no example. Name an elite player that's played with Lamar. Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews was elite, right? Was Mark Andrews so good because Lamar had no other option? Would he have thrown to an elite wide receiver had he had one? I think it's a little presumptuous to suggest that Adams couldn't become his Andrews. I don't think Waller just all of a sudden does what Andrews did because Waller, like, first of all, Waller's older. Waller's an old dog.
People don't realize because he hasn't been doing it that long, they think he's young, but he had a late start to his career. Darren Waller is 30 years old, turning 31 before the season begins, or right when the season begins, like on opening day, I think. So he's 31 years old.
I have a little theory that Lamar may be able to laser lock on Adams like he did Andrews. I just think Andrews was the specimen there. Andrews was the only player that was elite. Hollywood wasn't elite. Hollywood was good, but he wasn't elite. So, and they finally started to connect with Hollywood, and Hollywood did look good for a while, but it took him a while. I think there's a shot. I think maybe we're selling Lamar a little short that he can't make an elite wide receiver. I think it just comes down to where's the talent. It was only at tight end. The Ravens were horrible about feeding him talent at the wide receiver position. So he goes to Las Vegas. He probably keeps Lamar at least 6-10. Maybe he's not 1-5, but I think he's 6-10.
Yeah, now you got that in my head. Now I'm thinking about that. That's interesting. If he, I know it's a big what if, but... You got to think the Raiders got to know that with Sean Payton going to Denver, you know, they need a real thoroughbred to compete in that division.
Hey, Roger, the phone line's open, bro.
I don't know if you need the number.
Call into the show. Call into the show.
602 NFL dong. D-O-N-G. Like the dong of a bell.
Vinny, I'm going to take off. And,
all right, Mike.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thanks for co-hosting for a minute. Appreciate you, pal.
Peace, buddy.
Later. Mike did a great job. Can we give Mike a round of applause for that?
That little piece of solo work he did when your boy Smitty stepped out to try on the new Grindhouse shirt, new Grindhouse apparel. Look at this Grindhouse merch. Look at this merch. King Kong. King Kong versus Godzilla. I mean, what better shirt than a King Kong versus Godzilla, like movie poster shirt by Grindhouse? I mean, what's better than this? Nothing. It's the most comfortable apparel, honestly. Fits perfect. You know how some shirts are too tight up top? Sometimes the seam for the shoulders is like up here, and you're just like, hey guys, you can't turn in it. This thing's perfect. Fits perfect. Almost like slimming in a way too, which is nice. It's long enough. You know how some shirts are too short? You know, they're like crop tops by the time you wash them and dry them four or five times. You're walking around with this crop top everywhere. It's perfect in length. I washed this a couple times just to see. And, you know, we're good. We're good, broski.
Imagine Josh and Rogers. They would butt heads.
Josh and Rogers.
You talking about Josh Jacobs? Because Josh Jacobs butts heads with everybody. Jacob said some harsh things that I don't think were lies. Were about this, about the Pro Bowl, about the Pro Bowl activities. He said these are pretty stupid, or you know, quote unquote. And I don't think there's any lies being told by Jacobs for the first time. It's a little bit silliness going on. These Pro Bowl activities. You're watching NFL players like flying through the air on a zip lines, and it's like, what are we doing? What are we doing to these guys?
I think we overflow their friendship's effect. Rodgers wants to win. Rodgers doesn't want to follow completely what Favre did. I think there's some truth to that.
That the Jets have a little bit of a negative, you know, little bit of a negative attraction there for him, you know. But at the same time, like, I don't think he cares. He could also go there and do what Favre couldn't and prove he's really the best, you know, when it comes to the two. Favre was great, but Aaron Rodgers is better. I mean, Favre was good in some things that no other quarterback could be good at, but at the end of the day, especially if Rodgers can go wherever he's going, win a Super Bowl, then I think
we're looking at an easy call as far as Rodgers over Favre. Cali Loco dropping the super chat wad on screen. Thank you, Cali Loco. Let me pull it up. I'm trying to get to it, bro. Okay, here we go. Cali Loco, P.S. My biggest fear is Jimmy G to the Raiders. Bro, my biggest fear is Jimmy G anywhere where there are fantasy options. Thank you for the super chat, my guy. I'm so scared of Jimmy G going anywhere where we need fantasy football production from the wide receivers. I'm just petrified of it, bro. Absolutely petrified of it. Scares me to death. There we go. Can you hear me? Scared to death. Is this volume okay on this mic? I think it's good.
I always thought Favre was kind of overrated, says Double A. I think, you know, it's easy to say that. I mean, I'm sure Double A, you watched him in his prime. He was unbelievable, but he was kind of like a... He's not a Mahomes. He's not a Josh Allen. He's kind of like a... What would it be? Maybe what like Trevor Lawrence will become. Like just like 5-6, you know, one of those guys like that you consider a 5-6 overall type of guy. You know, it's never 1, 2, or 3, or 4. Maybe he finished there. He did. I mean, he had those years, but I don't know. He definitely was great. He was amazing. He's Brett Favre. I mean, he was amazing. He was better at football than he was fantasy, you know, at times. And then sometimes he had monster fantasy numbers. So it just I played a lot of years too. You know, you forget how good he was. Like, I'm probably not even remembering how good he was fantasy wise. And I played fantasy back then for sure. But like, it's been a lot of years. Like, I kind of forget where he ranked overall. You know, was he scoring? Kind of forget what his biggest seasons were. Somebody look up his biggest fantasy season.
Favre forced passes that A-Rod would just throw the ball away and move on. Yeah, Favre was kind of a...
Oh, look at the vote. Packers 12, Raiders 16.
Hard to say Hod Prime Jimmy G has been a winner for a while.
Come on, Robert. Oh, man. Look, I appreciate where you're coming from. I appreciate what the numbers kind of suggest about Jimmy G. I get it, but Jimmy G's not a winner. He's been on winning teams, and he's been a project manager. Jimmy G's not the reason the Niners won. You know, whatever you want to measure that. You know, if you want to measure making Super Bowl appearances, winning or making NFC championship games, like, I get it, but Jimmy G's not, like, Jimmy G is, in my opinion, bottom five quarterbacks in the National Football League, if he's even in that group. And the reason he's in that group is because there's a lot of open vacancies. And I'm not saying he won't find a starting gig because of the open vacancies. He certainly will. There are teams that think he's better than he is, but Jimmy G's not in the top. I'd say he's not in the top 27 quarterbacks in the National Football League. Top 20, maybe top 26 to 32. You can make arguments. Jimmy G. Here we go with the Jimmy G talk. I appreciate your opinion, though, bro. I appreciate your opinion. We can disagree with each other. It's okay, broski. I mean, Jimmy G's... I mean, you got Niner fans in here that are agreeing with me. Jimmy G's not... He doesn't hold a candle to any of the great quarterbacks. And if he lands with the Saints, likely. If he lands with the Tampa Bay Bucks, somewhat likely. If he lands with the Washington commanding football team presidents, somewhat likely. Jimmy could also go to Carolina, somewhat likely. I don't mind Carolina. I don't mind Washington. I already kind of have said bye to McLaurin. You know, like, if McLaurin ends up getting an A-Rod or something, I'll just be like surprised. It'll be like Christmas. Oh my God, McLaurin. I never thought McLaurin would ever return to the opportunity of becoming the elite player I know McLaurin could be if McLaurin had an elite passer. I've already said bye to him. So if Jimmy goes there, you know, look, I think Howell beats him out. I think Howell has a shot at even beating Jimmy out if Jimmy does land in Washington. And let's say Jimmy does end up starting games, he'll get hurt like he always does, and Sam Howell will come in and maybe turn McLaurin into something special.
Smitty, do you think Raiders get a good pick for Carr?
They're not trading. Carr's going to get released on the 15th. There's a very, very small chance that the Raiders can trade him in time by the 15th and him not slap the no trade clause on it. He has a no trade clause. He will not accept a trade that is not to his most preferred location, where there's a monster contract waiting the other side. As soon as they execute the trade, the announcement's made. Derek Carr signing a $145 million deal with $95 million or $100 million in guarantees. Derek Carr is most likely 90% going to be released on the 15th, and he has the Raiders by the balls. And the Raiders had the nerve and gall to deny him his opportunity to go negotiate his own trade or to go seek out a trading partner. They denied him And they didn't even, like, did they not know what his contract said? He has a no trade clause. And he's owed $40.8 million on February 15th. Carr's being released on February 14th or 15th at midnight or whatever the deadline actually is. Carr's being released on that day unless he goes out and finds a trading partner. And he says to himself, I'd rather not go through the whole process when it can all be done now. And this is where I want to go anyway. And so be it. The Raiders kind of benefit from it. Whatever. Raiders can get the second round pick or whatever. But third round pick, whatever it is. Probably won't even be a second. Raiders get a third round pick. Let's say they get something in exchange. And the crazy part is the team that would be acquiring him has all the control too. Because if the offer isn't like low enough for them, they'll just say, we'll wait for him to become a free agent. We'll sign him for free. So it's going to be at most a third or fourth rounder. I would think. I could be wrong, but I would think because the Raiders have zero leverage with the team they're trading with. They have zero leverage with Derek Carr. Derek Carr's got them by the nads, and he's squeezing really tight.
Hey, Rod to Vegas. That's right, Rock Out. But make sure you vote. The link is in the live chat. Gravy says, I missed his super chat. I'm sorry, Gravy. Hold on.
I'm searching for it, pal.
Super chat. Oh, Gravy. I apologize, bro. Gravy super chat right here. Got my mouse is going crazy. I gotta charge it.
A trackpad's going nuts. Guess exact Super Bowl score correctly, and I'll super $100.
Okay. Let's see here.
I'm gonna picture it. Hurts touchdown first quarter. Mahomes strike 7-7. Field goal 7-10. Hurts again 14, 15, 16, 17. 17-10. I'm going to say missed extra point. 26-25. I don't know. 26-25 Philly. 26-25 Philly. Crazy game. And you know that these scores are strange, right? There's always missed extra points, 2-point conversions, safeties. I can't remember a Super Bowl where when you got the squares and you were like, you got 7-0 or 7-1, 7-7, 4-4, whatever. And you're like, oh, you remember when you're like, oh, that's a lock, you know? Now it's like you get the squares and you get a 7-7. You're like, oh, God. You know, there's going to be a safety, missed extra point. Something's going on to make this a wacky score from the beginning, and then the quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter are all going to end strange. 26-25 Philly. I wouldn't go dropping a big wad on that though. Like, I know you're saying you'll super chat me if I get it right, but I don't know that I'm taking that to the bank, bro.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just kind of spitballing it here. But Gravy, I appreciate you dropping that super chat. And I will definitely be awaiting your return to either say, Smitty, you got it wrong or you got it right. Smitty, read the script. Hold on.
Let's find the script. NFL script. I got my hands on it. Okay, in the... Whoa, guys. The rigged NFL script says this. In the first quarter, first of all, the coin toss. A bird catches the coin midair and is going to take it into the rafters. And they're going to have somebody hold the coin, kind of like when the football falls down and it's windy. You get one more shot and then you got to hold it. And somebody's got to hold it and you kick it. Somebody's going to have to hold the coin on the way down this time. Ends up being tails. Coin tosses, tails, it says on the rig piece of paper here. This is the script. Eagles score the first touchdown. Pat Mahomes with a, he re-injures his ankle, but then with it taped up in a walking boot, runs for 55 yards on a scramble and sets up a touchdown strike in the corner of the end zone, falling out. And he's got it. This one's tough. It says that McKinnon's got to catch it and barely make the cone and hold it over the cone and fall right out of bounds. And then at that point, they're going to do a booth review. They might have to CGI it in case he screws up. And so McKinnon's going to catch that first touchdown from Patty Mahomes. Field goal, Eagle. No, touchdown Eagles. So 14-7. Field goal, Chiefs. It'll be 14-10. They go into halftime. During the halftime show, Eminem makes a surprise appearance. Then third and fourth quarter, they're changing it. So I'll let you know once that comes in. Once we have the third and fourth quarter, we'll be updated. The facsimile is coming in soon. For those kids out there that don't know what that is, it's a fax machine. They'll be sending an update to me very soon.
All right. I think we've got enough tonight.
So here's the final voting. Raiders, 19 votes. Packers, 13. Jets, 9. Other, 7. 48 total votes. If you want to vote last second, it's in the live chat pinned. Appreciate everybody that called in. Appreciate all of you watching. Please hit the thumb up button on your way out the door. There are only 50 thumbs up, and there are 84 people watching right now. Does anybody else have... Eminem might. He has a song with Rihanna. Maybe Smitty has the script. Bro, I got the script. I got the script. Write the scores on the board. We were doing quarterback predictions earlier on IG Live. So we'll go Philly 26. KC 25. A really weird score. We're doing it live. We're doing it live. 84 of you in here, punch that thumb up button. 55 thumbs up. Do we have another question? Let's do one more question. Actually, you know what? Let's do very, very quickly. Somebody give me. Somebody give me two players.
Which side would you rather have?
Someone give me two players. Player one. And player number two. Let's play the game. CMC on one side. Well, this is going to be... This is a crazy one because it's like CMC's the number one or number two overall pick, bro. So that's not a really good one. Jamar Chase or Davante Adams. That's an easy one too, bro. He's my number. He's my number one overall wide receiver. You know? He's my potentially number two overall player. We need something a little bit more crazy than that. Jameson or Ridley. That one's tough. I like a lot, but Ridley's tough. He's been out of the game for a little while. I really like J-Mo. I really like J-Mo a lot, but I'm going to probably say until we see it, I'm probably going with a little bit of Ridley action just until we see it. Cook or Mixon, that's a really good one because
I don't want either one of them. Cook or Mixon? Probably.
Which side would you rather have?
Probably Cook, but bro, I don't want either of them. I don't want either one of these guys. Lamb chops, or AJ Brown?
Which side would you rather have?
I'd rather have Lamb. I don't worry about Dak delivering the ball to Lamb. I worry about Dak, you know, winning games and winning Super Bowls. But, you know, I think Lamb chops is in a good spot. I think A.J. Brown's very, very good. I love A.J. Brown, but I feel like there's some of the knee issues that we worry about. St. Brown and Devontae Smith. I love Devontae Smith. I'm real excited about, I was going to punch a button quickly, but I'm real excited about where he's headed. You know? Small guy, everybody complains he's too small to be an elite player, but look, it's probably going to be St. Brown here, but I just want to, the reason I'm pausing is I want to give Devontae the respect he deserves. And the fact that Devontae's got an elite quarterback, the fact that Devontae has a wide receiver in front of him in A.J. Brown that has some knee issues and some injury concerns, right? I mean, he kind of comes with that. We need to consider Devontae, and we need to say to ourselves, okay, we're taking St. Brown. He's like second to third round material. Devontae Smith isn't a second round player, but at cost of entry, I might choose Devontae Smith, but overall, and I still draft Devontae in it with a smile, and I'm sorry, St. Brown with a smile. I'm going to pick St. Brown. But I want to make sure everybody knows how much I really believe in Devontae and how well he could play. St. Brown and Olave. Let's keep this one. St. Brown and Olave. Olive. Auto-corrected. Olive. Drop an olive in the live chat. Is there an olive emoji? Drop an olive. St. Brown or Olave? I like Olave a lot. You guys know that, but well, it depends. And we gotta assume, right? We gotta make that assumption right here. Do we go with the guy we believe could have a better quarterback situation? Maybe the Saints are a wild card for Rodgers or Lamar, and then it's like, holy crap, but probably pretty tough to imagine Olave getting an A-Rod or Lamar. Does he get a Mike White? Does he get a Tyler Huntley? Does he get Winston? God, this is tough, actually. What do you guys think in the chat? I'm probably picking St. Brown, but I mean, I love Olave. I love Olave this year. I love the cost of entry a little more because he's going to go a little later, but kind of like St. Brown, Olave Garden. That's funny. Kind of like St. Brown, I think Olave's ADP will start off in the 4, 5, 6 round range. Who knows where? And it climbs into where St. Brown was going, which was really early. Yeah, what if Carr goes to New Orleans? If Carr went to New Orleans, we'd be probably punching the right button instead of the left. But let's give St. Brown what he deserves. But that's a tough one. That's the toughest one I've had so far. If Carr lands in New Orleans, we might be changing it up. So Carr lands in New Orleans, boom. If they end up not upgrading their quarterback situation, St. Brown. Let's find another one. Goff, Derek Carr. Derek Carr by a mile. All right, one more. Waddle or Devontae? I mean, that's pretty... Actually, it's not that easy. I would say D. Smith or Waddle. I mean, I'm gonna go Waddle, but I really like the cost of entry here. Cost of entry maybe takes it in a different direction. I'm out. Have a great Sunday, everyone. Says Hike. Appreciate you, pal. Devontae Smith or Waddle. That was a pretty good one. Take it easy. All right. Later, Hiking Deep. Appreciate you. Give me one more, and then we're out of here. One more. We got 82 people in here. Punch that thumb up button. 60 thumbs up. One more. Robert wasn't happy. Robert says, are you kidding me? St. Brown all the way. I mean, bro, there's arguments to be made. I mean, no one loves St. Brown more than your boy Smitty. But, I mean, we said the same thing about St. Brown last year. We're saying the same thing about Olave as we were saying about St. Brown. So you got to understand the allegiance we have to both of them. Smith could really take off next season. I think that what happens is A.J. Brown misses some time and Devontae explodes. You know what I mean? Eagles or Chiefs? Philadelphia or KC? So for this Super Bowl, I mean, you know me. I'm thinking Philly, but I don't know. It's super close, bro. Jacobs or Walker? Come on. All right, let's do it anyway. You know you just want me to hit the button. Walker or Jacobs? Which one? Not that he can't land somewhere ideal again, but give me Walker, baby. Give me Walker. This is a top five overall player potentially in 2023. This guy right here, he's got to prove it again. You know, he's had a he did great. He did great in 2022. Most everybody missed on Jacobs to a degree. Nobody really had him ranked to lead the league in rushing with 1,600 rushing yards. It was hard to see coming, but I think the odds of decline and regression are astronomically high. Eckler or Henry? Eckler or Henry? Henry's older. They're both going to struggle, but at some point during the year. But I'm going to say give me Eckler for a longer period of time. But, you know, they both could get hurt at any moment. Henry or Chubb? Ugh, you guys are asking me all my bus. And then I trade both of them by week five. You know, I think Henry starts balling out, has a shot to ball out, but I'm trading either one of them before they fall off. Pierce or Pacheco? That's a good one. Pierce and Pacheco. I like Pacheco. The reason I'm pausing is I'm giving you guys some time to digest it too and see comments, but I can't trust what's going on in KC to be what's going to be going on next year. Maybe we value him in a certain ADP range, and if he falls there, we love Pacheco, right? But Pierce has the better opportunity. Pierce has D'Amico Ryans. This is a good situation for him. And if they don't draft a rookie, which is his only like risk factor, then Pierce to the moon. You know, we have to roll with Pierce here. We like Pacheco, but we have zero guarantees. We've seen it year after year since, you know, Jamal Williams and Kareem Hunt and those guys. We haven't seen the running back return in KC. And McKinnon could still be brought back, even though he's 31 years old. He's an old dog. It's still, we have zero concern. We've seen KC make Damian Williams look amazing at the end of multiple seasons. More than one. There's 2 years in a row Damian took off in the playoffs, and they didn't use him at all in week one. Like, in week one, he busted. It wasn't like he was bad and he lost a job. It was like, oh, my God, Damian Williams is going to be a star. And the phone line's off, Roger. The phone line's off, bro. I closed it. We had an open phone line for the whole show. I'll open it for you one time, Roger. So this is an easy call at the end of the day. But it all comes down to which rookie gets drafted. Next one is Watson or Pickens. Christian Watson or Pickens. I like them both, obviously, but give me this guy. This guy's got top 6 to 10, 6 to 12 wide receiver upside with Aaron Rodgers. He's got like 7 to 14, a little bit wider range with another quarterback like Love. And Love would be the quarterback. Yeah. John says everybody's sleeping on Gibbs. Not everybody, bro.
The moon men dropping loads in outer space.
Not everybody, bro. What are you talking about, bro?
Space moon says.
What are you talking about, John, bro? Nobody's higher on him than me, bro. Appreciate you, though. Tyreek Hill or Garrett Wilson? Woo, doggy. I'm going to answer this two different ways. Because Tyreek is getting older. Is Tyreek and Garrett Wilson. From a redraft perspective, you'd be crazy for 2023 to not say Tyreek. From a dynasty perspective, it's easy. It really is night and day difference between these two. It's one answer redraft, the other answer dynasty. Redraft, dynasty. It's both, though, you know. London or Pickens? London Gold. London or Pickens? I feel it very, very tied. I don't have a tied button. I'd say, I want to say this, talent-wise, and that's no knock on Pickens. He's a moon man for a reason. They're both ultra-talented. Not so much talent-wise. I'd say, because I think Pickens is one of the more talented route runners and just smooth about everything he does. I would say prototypical expectation, guaranteed starting gig. Like, he's got a little more uphill battle to get where he could get, and I believe he'll get there. I don't love his quarterback play, and his quarterback play is kind of locked in. This is what we're getting, Pickett. Whereas his quarterback situation could improve, and there's a possibility he ends up with a great quarterback. What if Lamar goes to Atlanta? It's possible. Then London would go to the moon. But I think because he has no quarterback right now, Ritter looks like he's the potential guy. I'm going to say Pickens has a better year. I think London could catch up to him and be even Steven if he gets even a little bit of a quarterback upgrade. Even if he doesn't, he could potentially get there, you know, and kind of be very, very close. Lamb or A.J. Brown, I think we already did that one as Lamb. ETN or Ramondre, I'll put this one up for giggles. There you go. Okay. Not saying he can't be this good. Damian Harris is also a free agent, but this guy right here, bro, he proved it. Proved it in the playoffs, proved it before. Hit a rookie wall. Even though he was a sophomore, he didn't really have a rookie season. So his sophomore year was kind of his rookie year. And his body hit a rookie wall, even as a sophomore. But then he bounced right back. He pushed through it. Kind of struggled with the foot injury, we thought, returning, and he still pushed through it. He still was amazing. give me ETN all day. But I do love Stevenson a lot. He could definitely compete and be near as good in the exact right circumstances, which we don't know. All right, last one. This is a really good one. Swift and Najee by Travis. Najee. It's amazing how much I don't love Najee right now. Like, Najee's probably going to be uncontested. Better offense. Probably a little healthier. Swift is ultra talented, but do they even trust him? And is he going to be healthy? Two red flags for me. So, two red flags versus Najee. I don't think there's a question about volume or opportunity, but will he stay healthy or will he be solid? In order to say Swift, we'd have to know that the volume was guaranteed. So it's really hard to say Swift. Talent-wise, I would say Swift. But you've got two red flags. Usage, even when he was on the field and healthy, they didn't use him. And he was rarely on the field healthy. So has to be Najee, in my opinion. But I could go back either way, back and forth. Herbert QB or T-Law. This hurts, man. It hurts that we even have to ask this question because Herbert was the second highest scoring fantasy football quarterback in 2021. And so going into 2022, the whole world, including us, thought that Herbs was going to be a top three, top four quarterback. And he busted, just flat out busted. He's getting a new offensive coordinator. He's getting a new head coach. I'm sorry, new head coach. New staff, like there's gonna be new staff there for sure. I will caveat this and say, my keyboard lost connection. I need to charge everything. I need to caveat this and say that if Herbert gets an elite wide receiver, like if the Chargers make a bold move and they end up drafting like JSN, or they trade up for a wide receiver. Or they trade for a wide receiver, then I could see myself saying Herbert. I really could. I mean, Herbert can literally stand with his feet on the goal line and throw without picking up his heels or even moving his legs, just looking straight, without turning to a side or like he'll just turn to a side like that, but without turning to a side and stepping back or anything, literally. Glue your feet to the floor. You can't move your heels or your toes. And just throw. You can throw 60 yards downfield. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to be a good quarterback. It just means you've got a cannon. He is a good quarterback. I know he's a good quarterback. I saw it with my own eyes, but he fell apart. And T-Law's on the rise. So, I'm kind of thinking... He was hurt most of the season, though, Smitty. It's true. I can see Herb as the QB1. I love T-Law, though. But from a fantasy perspective, I think T-Law from a football perspective, like this is a weird answer, but I think from a football perspective, I'd say T-Law. I think he's going to get better and better. From a fantasy perspective, I'd probably say Herbert. And that's what we're talking about here, ultimately fantasy. But I do think T-Law might have the better quarterback career. The better quarterback career. All right, I appreciate you all. Thank you all for being here. Subscribe if you're new. Your boy Smitty's out of here. Adios. Adios to you, Robert. Later, Travis. Later, Raphael. Appreciate you. Later, Andrew. Later, AC. Later, Electric. Robert, appreciate you. Rock out in the building. John. I can see her being the QB1. John, appreciate you being here. I don't know if you're new, John. But appreciate you being here, John. You're going to like it here if you're new. I don't know if you're new. Maybe you're not new. But you're going to like it here because we're huge on Gibbs, bro. Buddy, appreciate you, buddy. Cali Loco, appreciate you, man. Roger. Roger, try calling in real quick. If you get in before I hang up, I'll answer. I'm going to give you 1 minute, Roger. PJ, appreciate you, PJ. Jarrett. Later, Jarrett. Like and subscribe, says Raphael. Thomas says, great show. Thank you, Thomas. Disneyland or California Adventure? Disneyland by a mile. Although I did have fun in California Adventure, it does have a different vibe. It's kind of like an older vibe, so it was kind of nice being there. Kind of a cooler cooler feel in some respects, like, you know. But, like, the food isn't as good. The rides aren't as nostalgic-driven, you know, nostalgic-based. But I did enjoy it, but Disneyland. Tucker! Tucker! I'm waiting for, what's his name? Roger, Roger.
Roger. Roger, please call in. You have 10 seconds to call in, Roger.
Hot dogs or burgers? Probably burgers. Although, it depends, man. If it's like a hot dog with cheese drizzled over it, you can't even see the dog. It's just all cheese is poured over top. Not over the bun, but like the hot dog's covered in cheese. You can't see it. Then and it's burnt. I like a burnt hot dog. Then I'm liking it. Roger, come on, Roger. If you dialed, you have it on your caller ID. Roger. Over. All right, Roger, I waited long enough. Appreciate you, Roger. You can call in next time. Everybody loves the Roger segment. Phone lines are closed. I'll see you all later.